Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk to Mark Zell. He's an American Israeli lawyer. He's chairman of Republican Overseas Israel. And I wanted to chat to him about the what it means at the first reading of a bill that would introduce the death penalty for terrorists in Israel, what that actually means. But before we get onto that subject, I wanted to obviously get his response to the winning of Mayor Mamdani, Mayor-elect Mamdani in New York City. Mark, a very good morning to you. It's got to be a very strange morning for any American today.
Yeah, well, I agree, Howard. It's good to be with you and to your listeners this morning. I'm trying to get over the results of last night's elections. Not only in New York City, where they elected for the first time a 34-year-old socialist, jihadist, anti-Semitist to be the mayor of the city with the largest urban Jewish population outside of Israel. So it really is a stunning and tragic day. For America and for the Jewish people. That's one thing. But it was not only in New York. Republican candidates who thought were going to be doing much better lost in New Jersey and in Virginia. And even Virginia, where an attorney general candidate who threatened, recommended that Republicans be murdered, was elected attorney general of the Commonwealth of Virginia, where I'm a member of the bar. So it's a really tragic day for America. I don't know what it means in terms of the long run. We have midterm elections coming in 2026, which will determine the future of the House of Representatives and a third of the Senate. So and some key gubernatorial races like in New York State. So we'll have to see how this all pans out. At this morning, it's a little bit. We have an expression in Hebrew, cheshbon nefesh,
Like an internal audit. Yeah, introspection.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Okay, so we've continued to try and process that along with many people around the world. Let's talk about this. Bill. What does it mean that it passed its first reading? First of all, what is the bill? What does it allow for? And where is it in the process?
It's a bill that would amend the penal code, section 301A of the penal law, to require the imposition of a death penalty in cases where the murderer were Jews or Israeli citizens are murdered because of ideological reasons, in a word, the kind of thing that happened on October 7th. That would be a major change because right now the only crime for which the death penalty is authorized in Israel is for the crimes against humanity, and that law has been used only one time, of course, with the conviction and execution of Adolf Eichmann because of his role in the Holocaust.
What is the process from here, from this point forward?
Okay, so in order for a law to be a bill to become law in Israel, the bill has to be read three times in the Knesset. So the first reading is a kind of a preliminary reading, which is not particularly significant, because after the first reading, which is what happened in this past week, then the bill needs to go back to committee and then needs to go to the full Knesset for the second and third reading. Whether that will happen is a big question, and when that will happen is another question. There's a lot of controversies you can imagine about this particular bill, and it is a private bill. That means it's not been submitted by the government after a government decision. It's a result of an initiative taken by the Otzma Yehudit party, which is headed by Minister Ben-Gvir, maybe internal security minister, and he and his faction have submitted this bill, and they've got it thus far. But what its future portends is a big question mark.
Yeah, because I was just wondering if this is something that is merely symbolic, or if it is ever likely to be implemented. I mean, as religious Jews, we know that there were things included in biblical times in terms of penalties and punishments that were there, but actually never happened, but they needed to be there.
That's right. That's very true. There's a strong current in Jewish thinking and morality and religious practice against the use of the death penalty. And the rabbis, sages, imposed many procedural safeguards to prevent its abuse. This, of course, is coming. This current initiative is coming in the wake of October 7th, and was first placed in before the Knesset just after October 7th, and has been kind of lingering until now. But given the fact that thanks to President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu, all the living hostages have been returned, and now most of the dead hostages' bodies have been returned, the thinking was that now the time has come to take a serious look at this, legislation, because there was a lot of concern that if it were enacted while Hamas was holding the hostages, they might retaliate against them. So now that they're home, in large measure, at least all the living hostages, in any case, it's felt that they can re-examine this issue without that fear of retribution against the hostages.
So tell me about the process now. Yeah, you say it's got to be read three times. Is it likely to encounter objections along the way? And if not, what is the timing of that process?
Well, yeah, there is a strong current of opposition to this. The Prime Minister has indicated support for it. But there are a couple problems. First of all, Minister Ben-Gvir insists that in cases where the penalty would apply, that it be mandatory. In other words, judges on military tribunals would be administering enforcing the penal law as amended here, if it passes, would be required to impose the death penalty without any possibility of discretion. And that bothers a lot of people. Quite frankly, it bothers me too as an attorney, because even in a case where you're dealing with egregious terrorism, there may be factors, for example, the mental state of the perpetrator or whatever, that would justify a lighter penalty. And that is the kind of thing that a lot of people are concerned about. Also, you see a lot of hostage families saying that they're opposed to this, because they say, and I'm not sure if this is true, but they say that when the discussion about the death penalty bill came up, hostages who were still in captivity had their conditions worsened. So there is a lot of debate. There is and will be a lot of debate about this. And of course, we're less than a year away from elections in Israel, and this, among other things, is going to be a major topic, along with all the other scandals that are happening at the moment.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing to see how things are just moving in such different directions all around the world. But that is the crazy world that we are living in. That was Mark Zell. He's an American Israeli lawyer talking to us about what the death penalty bill means in Israel.